It's all on video.
There's a reason it's called the War on Crime. For the next 60 minutes, we'll put you on the front line. You'll see the scariest pursuits, wildest shootouts, and most outrageous outlaws from around the world. Much of this footage has never been seen before. We've gathered these stories from police.
What do we need to take him out here now?
News agencies. Even citizens on patrol. To show you the stark reality that criminals have declared you the enemy. And knowing your opponent is the only way this war will be won.
Sheriff John Bunnell. Officers know that catching lawbreakers requires casting a wide net from our waterways to our highways and even our skies above. Cops have to cover every avenue, knowing it's only a matter of time before criminals come calling.
Mobile County, Alabama.
We're pulled back. Trying to come up.
Officers charge after William Odell Wood, a man who just shot his ex-wife and murdered three members of her family. Now, cops want to stop him before he adds to the body count.
We're coming up on you, we're coming up on you.
A unit with two deputies races to the front.
Yeah, thank you, please.
They know that ending this pursuit could require both a wheelman and a trigger man. Suddenly, the pair spots the maniac making a move.
Watch out, man. Pick up a rival or something. Pick it up right in the street.
It might be the last thing they ever see. With a high-powered rifle, Wood blows out his rear window, spraying lead across the crowded highway. The officers scramble for a direct line to the Renegade. But apparently, this killer doesn't care who might get slaughtered. At 70 miles an hour, the perp shoots wildly backwards, sending bullets scorching past the squad car. But then, a deputy sees an opening and decides to return fire through his windshield, scattering empty casings inside the cruiser. Wood peppers the cop car with artillery, hell-bent on a deadly finale. But in the exchange, he gets hit and abandons the steering wheel. The officers can't tell if he's plotting another attack, so they punch him to a halt and prepare for a gun battle.
Drop it.
They take position behind a unit and put him in the crosshairs, only to find that their deadly opponent has been fatally wounded. This killer's ballistic temper sent him into a tailspin, where he couldn't shoot his way out. And trying to make a cop his next victim, only got himself bumped off. In Brandon, Vermont, officers try to process the DUI arrest of Barry Mulcahy.
Okay, Barry, will you give a sample of your breath as evidence?
No, sir.
No?
No, sir.
Okay.
But Mulcahy is not your typical drunk.
I'd like to go now. I wasted enough of my time, sir.
Okay, well, you know.
He's the head of the Vermont Correctional Academy, where they train prison guards. And he's stunned that fellow law enforcers are actually going to charge him.
I've had about enough of your bull. for one night.
Normally, Mulcahy bosses other people around.
If you want to do fingerprints, phone
call. No, I'd like to hammer fist you right here, right now.
And this role reversal has him barreling toward a bad ending.
All right, let's go, because we got stuff we got to do.
How do you want to play it,
Barry?
I'll play it however you want.
Do you want to play it however the I want it?
Barry, don't, all right?
Mulcahy even threatens to get physical.
Three against one.
Just going to make it worse.
Assault on a PO.
Just going to make it worse.
You just put my career on the line. 27 years, you sons of bitches.
They try to soothe the savage beast, saying they'll release him until his arraignment.
Do you want to go home?
There ain't no home for here, son.
We're giving you a shot to go home.
You're giving me a shot to go home with a DUI on my record, you sons of bitches.
Now he's beyond all reason.
You want a shot?
He even opens his shirt.
Take it!
Daring them to use their tasers.
Barry, get down.
Take it!
Get down on the ground now, Barry!
And when he advances on an officer, they oblige and zap him.
Roll over.
Roll over, Barry.
A blast from the stun gun, and the head screw gets hammered.
Pass, you had your chance to go home. You blew it.
And suddenly, Mr. Penitentiary is as penitent as they come.
Yes, sir. Any more problems tonight?
No, sir.
Because that will happen again. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we don't mess around.
Yes, sir. I like it.
This official thought his job gave him special status.
I've had about enough of your
The cops would bend the rules for him.
I'd like to hammer fist you right here, right now.
But he found out that all lawbreakers have to face the music.
Barry, how do you want to play it?
I'll play it however you want.
No matter how much,
you want a shot?
It might sting.
Take it!
Hamilton, Montana. An hour ago, the man driving this SUV got a warning for being drunk and rowdy at a bar. Cops let him go, but told him not to drive home. Now Officer Ross Jessup spots the lush pulling into a left turn lane, then going straight through the intersection. Time to get him off the road.
How's it going tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, the reason why I pulled you over, that was a turn-only lane that you drove through that red light.
Actually, that was the straight lane.
The turn-only lane. Okay, I was right behind you. I know which lane you were in.
But this boozer's about to show how violently loaded he really is.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
Plenty.
Plenty?
Yep.
How much?
The miscreant jams a revolver in Jessup's face and pulls the trigger. But a misfire spares the cop's life. The man corrects the jam, and Jessup goes on the offensive. Riddled with bullets, the SUV tears off into the dark.
Shots fired, Ben. Shots fired, I repeat that.
But it doesn't go far.
The suspect just crashed into a telephone pole.
The truck is stopped against a building, but Jessup can't see the driver or tell what he's planning.
Says, well, I think he's still in the driver's seat.
Backup arrives and calls out to the would-be murderer.
Driver of the vehicle, shut your engine off and go to the rear.
Jessup thinks he knows why there's no response.
I believe I hit him, Jim.
Okay, you think you hit him?
Oh, I think so.
Officers approach and find the man slouched on the wheel, fatally wounded.
Pulled you over?
It turns out this drunk had a history of run-ins with the law.
Actually, that was a street name.
But when he mixed shots of whiskey with a shot of lead,
hold on.
It proved to be a lethal cocktail.
Suspect just crashed into a telephone pole.
Just ahead. on world's wildest police video. A gunman at an Occupy protest.
That's a real gun!
Triggers more than class warfare. A grounded tanker.
What are you calling? You got gas?
Goes sky high. Then later, officers go bumper to bumper with a military-trained assassin who turns his combat tactics on police. Next.
How many times have you seen it? Drivers who can't steer straight because they're texting or eating or even putting on makeup. Distracted driving is just as dangerous as DUI, because anything that takes your eyes off the road can be a killer.
In Taiwan, a cop sticks out a notoriously dangerous intersection. And this red light violator is about to break more than the law. A motorcyclist with the right of way crosses at the wrong time. He helicopters 15 feet in the air and slams down on the sedan. The officer rushes toward the gruesome scene. The biker writhes in pain, begging for help from the man who hit him. It turns out the motorist was distracted by his cell phone. And though he's now using it to call an ambulance, he better have his lawyer on speed dial. Hopefully, the crackdown by police on this hazardous crossing will soon have a more positive impact. Houston, Texas. The Occupy movement has drawn a huge crowd, protesting the disparity between the rich and middle class. But at the edge of the demonstration, a man dressed like a one percenter
has a real gun.
Is threatening to blow 100% of his brains out. He's Joshua Tuhig, and he calmly smokes a cigarette with an assault rifle to his ear. Tuhig recently lost his job, and his wife is in need of surgery. But as officers take position behind a nearby wall, all they know is the desperate man is in killing range of thousands of demonstrators. And his personal protest might soon involve others. Tuhig fires a round into the reflecting pool, proving he has live ammo, and he's willing to share the wealth. Then he gives cops a chilling demand. They can't let the unstable man unleash another slug. But he's determined to try. A preliminary shot hits Tuhig, knocking the weapon loose. But when he proves he still wants to fight, police go for the knockout. Detectives move in and find Tuhig in severe pain. But he gets little sympathy from the crowd.
Your fault, you idiot!
After recovering from his wounds, he'll undergo psychiatric evaluation to determine if he's mentally stable enough to stand trial. This was a man who was clearly down on his luck.
That's a real gun!
And who was feeling the same pinch as many of the protesters. But wielding lethal power near thousands of unarmed occupiers was the kind of inequality police couldn't allow. In Bristol, Virginia, State Trooper Pat Lauer pulls up on a catastrophe in the making.
We're on scene. It's a tanker of some sort. I don't know what's in it. It looks like the cab is on fire.
The driver has retreated to the grass, clearly freaking out.
What do you got?
On fire, man.
Yeah, I know. What are you calling? You got gas?
Yeah, tank's empty, but...
Yeah, but still.
They both know that empty doesn't always mean empty.
We need some help out here. It's an empty gas tank. However, it's got a lot of fumes in it.
The blaze is also in the worst possible place. The wheel well just under the tank.
You know why it caught fire?
The brake just started dragging. It blew a tire.
All right, just come on back here.
As the fire crew lights up the scene, Lauer makes sure everyone else is clear.
So we're just going to block the whole interstate until we take the traffic to go by.
With luck, they'll have this under control in no time. Or they'll have a flash-fried interstate. The flames rip open the fuel tank, then torch a hole in the container.
Oh, we need some help out here, just two.
Lauer can't tell if the fire crew is even still alive.
Hurry up! Where are you? All the firemen are 10-4. They don't look to be hurt.
His relief is enormous.
Yeah, they're fine with that.
You all right?
Yeah. Enjoy the show.
It was a scene that threatened to turn apocalyptic.
Yeah, I know. What are you calling? You got gas?
But thanks to a trooper's quick actions...
So we're just going to block the whole interstate.
This batch of fumes didn't leave anyone vaporized. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos. They bark. They bite.
Dog's getting a dog county.
See how these four-legged crime fighters
gotta buy the arm.
Take down the most rapid troublemakers. Then later, a gun-toting robber plays Russian roulette with traffic. The big guns are out in force. Next. There is one law enforcement tool sensitive enough to find trace amounts of drugs and powerful enough to take down a violent criminal, the canine. These amazing animals have a sense of smell 100,000 times stronger than ours and can bite with over 300 pounds of pressure, making them invaluable to police. Oconee, South Carolina. When cops stopped this motorist for a traffic violation, they thought they smelled drugs. Now a really strong nose inspects the ride, while the driver waits in the cruiser with another officer.
Same cop, right?
Okay, I'm not going nowhere, sir.
The pooch confirms the smell of drugs on the truck.
Can I give an indication on your door and also on this passenger door?
Yeah, okay.
Yet surprisingly, the culprit remains cooperative.
I'm going to be sure that there's nothing illegal inside the vehicle, okay, sir?
But when they peek into his vehicle, he pops out of theirs and decides to make a break for it. The cops pursue with a taser, but the guy fends it off and charges up the freeway. Too bad for him, the fastest member of the force is on the job. And in seconds, the narco pup has chased down the dope hound. Police soon uncover the reason he took a powder and bust him for trafficking over 8 pounds of cocaine. It's a solid day's work, earning this furry crime fighter high marks for his dogged determination. In Fontana, California, a traffic violator is being tailed by a canine unit.
He was originally wanted for speeding.
This suspect is driven erratically through 3 towns.
He comes up to these intersections, sits there, and then just speeds away.
But when he finally stops, his weirdness kicks into high gear.
The driver's door is opening.
The wise guy rants wildly at the cops.
He is really playing games with the officers right now. Look, he's taunting them.
What's worse, he won't show his right hand.
Away from the vehicle. At one point here, he was reaching for his waistband.
Which means he may be packing heat.
There you can see more units pulling up.
Rather than risk a gun battle, police deploy a different weapon.
Oh, here comes the dog. Oh, he just narrowly avoided getting bit by the dog.
Seconds later, the barking offender...
Stop resisting and show us your hands.
...again avoids the bite.
And they tried it again, but he got back into the car.
So authorities try a new approach. Patrolmen move in on the passenger side, distracting this cagey quarry from his hunter. The animal yanks the culprit out.
Okay, dog's got him by the arm. He's pulled him out of the vehicle right now. Officers are moving up to the guy.
Right into the hands of his fellow law enforcers.
Now they're gonna get the dog off of him. He is down on the ground.
This man will be charged with DUI, evading, and resisting arrest. And though he suffers some painful teeth marks, this situation could have been much hairier. Melbourne, Florida.
I got something down in there in the woods right there.
A police chopper with an infrared camera spots two robbery suspects lying low in a park.
Whatever you call them, there's a little wooded area along the lake. I got a good target. They're moving. I definitely got them here.
The eye in the sky directs cops on the ground.
Song, stop, stop, right there, right up in the woods, about 20 feet in.
Who rely on their four-legged friend.
Yeah, straight ahead, there you go, buddy.
To make the final caller.
All right, they're running. Okay, guys, dog's in foot pursuit at this point.
The pair splits up.
At least, I don't know where the other guy is. The other guy's behind him. And we gotta take...
Leaving one unlucky loser with a set of fangs nipping at his heels.
And we're still running. Okay, they got him.
Meanwhile, his buddy has disappeared.
I can't tell if he's in there.
But not for long.
Okay, I think he's hiding in between these two houses, guys. Yeah, he's against the wall. A patrol car, come, hit your first right.
And soon, crook number two...
Right on him, right there.
...is dog meat.
He's running again from the dog. Oh, they definitely got him. Dog's got him.
The well-trained beast grabs his clothing, but the man peels away.
Took his shirt off.
Oh, man, yeah.
All right, let's go. We're still on him.
He realizes that outside, he's got nowhere to hide.
Oh, he's going to the house.
But once inside...
Stop right there.
He's got nowhere to run.
Song, did y'all get him?
Yeah, 10-4, 10-15.
Good deal. Good job.
These sick puppies should have known not to mess with the big dog. Because when they unleash their criminal behavior...
Oh, here comes the dog.
The canine units pounced on the case.
He's pulled him out of the vehicle right now.
And all these dogs...
They're running.
...had their day.
Okay, they got him.
Still to come, on World's Wildest Police Videos, a freaky fugitive's escape plan is for the birds. When a junkie speeds through a landfill, cops send his Benz to the junkyard. Plus, a paramilitary expert has lawmen on his hit list. Next.
Cops are always trying to anticipate what a suspect will do next, which is hard enough under normal circumstances. But when a criminal is on drugs, predicting their next move becomes almost impossible.
Medellin, Colombia. A crowd has gathered outside an office park to watch a man who is clearly high. In more ways than one. The hopped-up hooligan has hopped up a tree and now frolics 40 feet above the ground. Having no clue what he's trying to do, officials urge him down.
flashy swinger is having too much fun with his monkey business. Cops send the man's friend on a high-altitude reconnaissance mission. His response is a death-defying scramble into the upper canopy. As far as plans go, this one is pretty thin. The loopy lemur snaps a branch, but avoids snapping his neck with a one-handed grab. Now feeling invincible, he decides to really get back to his primitive roots. The pants come off, and the game is on, as he bounds wildly through the tree. But he's about to catch a terrible break. Crawling to the outer reaches of his playground, his foot slips, sending him plunging to the turf and clipping a concrete wall. Officials jump in to secure him and are amazed to find he can stand on his own. Of course, when the drugs wear off, he might not be quite so spry. He'll follow this treetop tour with a trip to the mental hospital. Because after this crack performance, it might take more than drug counseling to bring him back to Earth. Jeffersonville, Georgia. Sergeant Jason Smith pulls over because he suddenly sees a wild driver charging up behind him, then brazenly squealing past. Most people wouldn't dream of being so erratic around a cop. But then, most people aren't on a three-day meth bender with no sleep. What's more, this dopehead has a Mercedes with plenty of power to challenge a cruiser. Smith struggles to keep pace while coordinating with intercepting deputies. But this guy is beyond unpredictable. With his brake lights nearly non-existent, moves like this could leave a trail of shattered squad cars. Suddenly, he cranks it down a rural road, unaware he's headed toward a dead end, also known as the local landfill. The trashed runner blasts right in, treating this luxury car like a dune buggy. His off-roading misadventure takes him in a circle until he's headed back out the way he came, zipping right past Deputy Randall Johnson. The deputy shouts for the addict to cease his flight.
Stop the damn car, man. Come on, man. Stop.
He better be careful what he asks for. As they approach a major road, Johnson looks for a chance to knock this perp out of commission. The tweaker regains control and attempts to strike back. But when he tries his hard stop again, it's one time too many. And he's sent soaring off the road and into the ditch. The brakes get him bumped, then pitted by Deputy Johnson. And not a moment too soon. A few seconds later, and an oncoming car would have been collateral damage. Trailing officers swoop in and swarm the junkie's vehicle. The drug-crazed crook gives up without a fight.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
The lawman may be ticked at the damage to his ride, but it's worth it. Curtis Johnston will spend the next 22 months in prison. The renegade fumbled his way into trouble
and almost had the car to get away with it. But his frazzled and delusional mind was no match for quick-witted deputies. Just ahead, on World's Wildest Police Videos, when these thieves hit rush hour traffic, traffic might hit them. Then, a showdown in the mountains. These Montana cops fighting for their lives. Next. London, England has over 10,000 CCTV cameras surveying the streets. So when robbers pull a jewelry store smash and grab in broad daylight, they should know that stunned citizens aren't the only ones watching. The wannabe master criminals bolt for their getaway van, convinced they have the perfect escape plan. There's just one little problem. These geniuses didn't think about rush hour traffic. A camera spots the blockheads getting stuck at a red light. And in seconds, the bobbies are on their arse. They quickly snag the driver and one of the thieves. But thief two jumps to plan B. He makes a mad dash across the highway, headed for the Riverwalk, with two coppers hot on his heels. This isn't quite the hard-charging flight he imagined. But he is pulling away from the officers. Too bad the cameras are staying one step ahead. Thinking he's in the clear, he starts the second phase of his disappearing act, the quick change. Of course, the secret is being quick. Instead, he turns his outfit into some nylon leg irons. And he's about to learn the meaning of the phrase, getting caught with your pants down. Police nab him, and this brainless wonder is done for. They soon ID him as the star of several other CCTV crime dramas and sentence him to 7 years. These crooks pictured themselves as slick operators. But city surveillance had a much clearer picture. Every step of the way. And instead of these guys boosting their image as uncatchable outlaws, it's their bumbling stupidity that leaves a lasting impression. Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey, we're westbound Forest Road approaching the intersection of South Main.
Minutes ago, Officer Kevin Hillard spotted this car with stolen tags, idling in a parking lot. But when the driver saw the cruiser, he went from idle to full tilt. Unfortunately, this reckless redliner can barely hold the road. He quickly hit some serious speeds. But he's also seriously distracted. Whatever this man's trying to pull, it's about to eviscerate his escape. Clocking in at triple digits, the preoccupied runner careens into the teeth of a 3-ton van. Parts fly from the devastating impact.
You just head on the van.
Through the cloud of dust and smoke, Hillard spots the shattered van and is shocked to see a sign of life. Amazingly, the three men inside suffer only minor injuries. And the suspect, Donald Kane, survives as well, earning a 10-year prison sentence for his actions. It's later discovered that Kane was about to pull a robbery, and what he was searching for was his gun. He may not have fired a shot, but this manic run turned his car into the biggest bullet of all. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos, a military specialist is on a murderous rampage, and he'll turn any cop into a casualty of war. Prepare to meet terror head on. Next. Becoming a police officer starts with 6 months of training and more than 900 hours of instruction. That's what gives cops an edge over most criminals. But what happens when an outlaw is just as skilled as your officers, or in extreme cases, even more skilled? Madison County, Montana.
Pursuit traffic on state standby one.
The man racing down these winding roads is George Davis, a peace officer's nightmare. Not only did Davis shoot seven civilians and one cop in a drunken rampage, he's also a paramilitary trained killer who served as a mercenary in Nicaragua. Trooper Jason Hildenstab knows he has to stay on the bumper of this black ops specialist.
396 mile marker 10.
But Davis knows that in the art of war, nothing beats a tactical surprise. Stands on his brakes, triggering a violent rear-end collision that leaves the cruiser disabled. Davis leaps from his car and takes a sniper position at the rear bumper. With Hildenstab hiding behind his cruiser, Davis drills his engine block, releasing a wall of steam. Deputy Dave Conway catches up and sees his partner in a violent shootout. He leaps out, putting his 12-gauge into action. But the killer is already using the smokescreen to make his escape. Hildenstab abandons his car and jumps in with Conway.
Suspect is now moving again westbound. 199 vehicles out of commission in the middle of the road there.
It seems these mountain cops know a thing or two about war themselves.
Do we have any county cars in that area?
And they're calling in their frontline troops.
We've got several headed that way.
It's about to be one rogue gunman against a small battalion. As neighboring Idaho adds some serious stopping power.
Nope, I'm gonna throw them out.
Placing spike strips could leave these cops in the crosshairs of the assassin.
Get ready to get the hell out of the way, though, because we don't know what he's gonna do.
But taking that chance,
they're coming! Watch out!
Pays off. And when the military man spins out, Conway gives him more than a dishonorable discharge. Davis screeches to a halt and readies his gun. But the automotive offensive can't be stopped with bullets. His weapon goes flying, and the murderer is left battered and barely conscious. Trooper Hildenstab is also injured in the crash.
Stay down, right here.
But he'll recover.
Stay down.
And George Davis will spend the rest of his life.
Put your hands outside the door. Right now.
behind bars. When this violent paramilitary vet snapped, he had all the know-how to be a one-man killing machine. But these Montana cops proved to be the one enemy he couldn't conquer. Mayhem on the streets. Can take many forms. From violent outlaws to clueless kooks. But police will always be there.
He's pulling him out of the vehicle.
To face catastrophe head on and jump into the fire.